With it being Thanksgiving Eve, we will now visit in the studio with news director extraordinaire Brighton McConnell, who also happens to be a very big Thanksgiving advocate. So, Brighton, how are you doing on this Thanksgiving Eve?
I'm doing all right, Andrew. Looking forward to finishing up the day. Still have, of course, news that is happening, so working to cover that and prep for our basketball coverage happening tomorrow, and then I'll be hitting the road a little bit to try and make sure that I'm with family when all the Thanksgiving festivities start in the morning.
That's right. It's there's a lot that has to happen between now and then. So,
cooking, traveling, really just all leading up to what I love to do on Thanksgiving morning, which is watch up and check out the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Love doing that. Yeah. So, got a big old checklist to knock off as soon as I head out of the station.
That's definitely pretty high on the list in our house, too. It's interestingly, with our kids, somehow the Thanksgiving Day Parade and the dog show almost have equal standing.
Oh, yeah.
Although a couple years ago, they got confused and were expecting the dog show to be the Puppy Bowl from the Super Bowl for some reason.
I could see how that would be a little disappointing.
Yeah, so there's a little bit of a letdown that year. But otherwise, the dog show is also important Thanksgiving Day viewing, more so than football in our house, I'd say, for sure.
I understand that at their age, yeah.
So I wanted to talk a little bit. We were talking about this earlier about Thanksgiving Eve. I keep throwing that word around, and I know that it's not really a thing, but I feel like it kind of should be a thing, right? You have a feel, like you get a feeling before Thanksgiving Day. As you said, you've got all the stuff that you want to get done before you travel if you're traveling. There's also like the meal prep. Personally, on the way into work today, I was dropping off a stuffing mix at the in-laws and picking up a pie pan to take back home for the big food exchange. So I feel like there's a whole scene to Thanksgiving Eve that that we should start kind of playing up a little bit more in our culture.
Yeah, I think maybe it's a little less appreciated because it is hustle and bustle. I know a lot of people do cooking on Thanksgiving Day, and that's what they associate with Thanksgiving Day, is kind of the hustle and bustle of doing that. But also, I think Thanksgiving Eve could be time for Friendsgiving, or, you know, we just had a Thanksgiving kind of lunch here at the radio station, which was a nice way to kind of get into the spirit of things. I'm with that, and it makes sense for me since Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays of the year, maybe my favorite winter holiday in general. My Thanksgiving experiences have been kind of different, I think, from other folks. So they all have their different, everybody has their own associations with the holiday, but I could see it becoming a thing as we look for even more reasons to celebrate. And as I think our culture always is kind of enjoying this stretch of year where the holidays bleed into one another, I could see the day before Thanksgiving kind of becoming a de facto day within itself.
I absolutely feel like it kind of already is, and we just don't talk about it. Yep. We were talking earlier about how if you're returning home for the holidays for Thanksgiving, this Wednesday night ends up being a night where you reconnect with friends that are also back home visiting parents, and there's kind of that whole scene that happens as well. So I think the Thanksgiving Eve brings a lot to the table. You just mentioned that you have a little bit more of an odd Thanksgiving circumstance than most people. And I thought we should touch on this too, because it's pretty fascinating. What was Thanksgiving like when you were a kid?
So it was not the typical family gathers around a table and, you know, it's within your house or someone within your family's house. Both of my parents' Thanksgiving tradition is to go to a folk dance camp each year. That's in Black Mountain, North Carolina. Talking stuff like square dancing, contra line dancing, and then a bunch of international dance lessons. And their whole tradition stems from, that's where my parents met. My dad is friends with the family who runs the camp, the Bannermans. Want to give them their due and their shout out. But my dad is friends with the family who has run the camp for decades and decades. And my mom's family grew up traveling from Virginia to go to this camp each time for just a kind of an alternative experience. And there is a Thanksgiving dinner there, so it's not like you miss out on that side of things, but it's kind of the kickoff to a full 4 days of dance lessons, dancing opportunities, and then there's all kinds of like crafting workshops and hiking opportunities and all these other things that you get to do right at the base of the Blue Ridge Mountains in western North Carolina. So for many, many years, pretty much until college, that is what my family did for Thanksgiving Day and then all of Thanksgiving weekend, which is, you know, pretty atypical. But it's interesting because all of the people who go to folk dance camp too. That's their tradition. They come from all over the place in the United States to try and do this every single year with the Bannerman family.
We are visiting with News Director Brighton McConnell, Andrew Stuckey here with you on News on the Hill. We're talking Thanksgiving, and Brighton's family does a folk dance camp for Thanksgiving traditionally.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now you actually go to Thanksgiving dinner with the extended family while your parents are still folk dancing?
Yeah, well, during school, I was part of the marching band at Carolina, the Marching Tar Heels. So that means that usually we'd need to be on call for the football game. Carolina traditionally playing on Fridays, so it'd be a lot to travel out to Western North Carolina and back maybe just for like a day or two. So it was easier to stick around and do Thanksgiving locally. And now, you know, the news doesn't sleep on Thanksgiving or the day after Thanksgiving or anything like that. So there's still plenty of stuff for us to be covering here at the radio station and covering on Chapelboro. So, you know, again, makes it a little easier as a reason to stick around. But yeah, both my parents are getting ready to go to folk dance camp, and I'm getting ready to be with a bunch of my other cousins on my dad's side of the family who, you know, their whole Thanksgiving tradition, they alternate seeing each other Thanksgivings and Christmas each year. So, I've been kind of folded into those proceedings, and it's just as delightful.
Speaking of delightful, earlier we were talking about a story that comes up on Twitter each Thanksgiving that you were sharing with me. What is that story, and why do you find it so heartwarming?
Well, I think it just kind of embodies what makes Thanksgiving so cool. Everybody has their own associations with the holidays. Some people might have a negative one based on maybe the responsibilities that they have cooking or hosting, or maybe a negative one if you have to travel and you don't want to be traveling to a certain place for Thanksgiving. But I think generally the association is togetherness, fellowship, friendship, and family. And I love seeing each year, this was a viral post on Twitter, I think it was back in 2016 or so, where a Twitter user who was a young kid, about 17, 18 years old, got a text from a number he didn't know about Thanksgiving details for that night. And he texted back, you know, who's this? And the person responded, it's your grandmother. He said, I don't think it's my grandmother since I don't have this number. Can you send me a photo of yourself? And this woman did. She was a white woman. And he sent a photo of himself black, this young black kid. And he goes, I think you might have the wrong number, but can I still get a plate? Saying this, I'm pretty sure, just to be funny online. And then she responds, well, sure you can, because I'm the grandma, and that's what grandmas do in this family. And this is out in Arizona every single year since, including during the pandemic. They have found a way to continue to get together just based off of this, you know, pretty silly interaction and it going viral on the internet. And it's one of those things where I don't really think about it until Thanksgiving happens and I see a reminder on social media, because the kid continues to post each year because people ask him, like, what are the updates? What are you guys doing for Thanksgiving this year? Are you going to be able to make it happen again? It warms my heart, because that's the kind of stuff that I associate with this time. It's being able to spend time with people that matter to you one way or another, and get some of that kind of meaningful engagement as well. Not only people that mean a lot to you, but be able to have some meaningful interactions.
Definitely a quintessential Thanksgiving story. And speaking of quintessential Thanksgiving, in the couple minutes we have left here, what is on your list for must-haves for Thanksgiving dinner?
Ooh, great question. I am not the biggest turkey fan, but when turkey is done right, I think it makes sense. So there's, you know, the whole turkey and ham debate, I think both belong on a plate, but traditionally my family goes more of a turkey. And if it's cooked well, I'm a fan of that. Big sweet potato casserole guy. I love cranberries on my Thanksgiving plate, and I'm not particularly picky what kind. Some people like to make the fresh cranberry sauce. That's great. I like the canned cranberries too, very much actually. And then there's also this kind of cranberry apple granola mix crumble that my family sometimes does. That's great too. Usually a green bean casserole or a broccoli casserole. My grandmother has a broccoli casserole recipe that's pretty good that usually makes it onto Thanksgiving. But we actually just wrote some staff picks that I believe are going to be publishing on Chapelboro later this afternoon about our favorite Thanksgiving traditions or things that need to be on our Thanksgiving plates. And I wrote an ode to the humble crescent roll, Andy, because one of the things I have picked up with my extended family since doing Thanksgiving with them over the last few years is the crescent roll is a must-have. Usually it's one of the first things out of the oven, so the more important parts of the meal can go in, but it also means that it can be the first thing that you get to snack on before the Thanksgiving dinner. It's a great complement to everything that you're eating on the plate. So what if it's empty carbs? This is really the only time of the year that that I ever break out the crescent rolls, and so yeah, that's also a must have for my Thanksgiving plate.
That makes them extra special if they only get to come out for Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we're a three cranberry sauce family also, and I'm kind of the lone. I like the gelatin from the can cranberry sauce.
It's
necessary for me. I was going to claim that I really just need turkey and pumpkin pie, but I think I probably need the cranberry sauce also. But if I have
That's a good trio. That's a very good trio.
I also traditionally allow Thanksgiving night to be my entryway into eggnog season.
Mm.
So I'll usually get some eggnog involved on Thanksgiving night and then, you know, mix that in a little bit over the course of the season. A lot of the dairy companies started trying to make Easter nog a thing a couple of years ago, and I'm not accepting Easter nog.
Hard pass.
Hard pass.
No, thank you.
It is not a spring beverage.
It is not. I think you have to do it as soon as the thermometer breaks under 50. I don't think you can be doing anything, especially here where it gets warm pretty early,
right,
Andrew.
It might be 60.
It's a bad idea to be drinking anything resembling eggnog when it could be getting up into some pretty warm temperatures.
Exactly.
It's not a good mix.
All right, Brighton, thanks for hopping on and talking Thanksgiving and advocating for Thanksgiving Eve with me.
Sure thing, Andrew. Happy Thanksgiving to you and to the rest of our listeners.